There's that multi-sensory image of taking the ladle in hand, scooping water from the cedar sauna bucket. The light is usually subdued within its wooden walls, there's a welcoming smell. Then there's a gentle pour, and it should be. The water cracks and hisses as it hits the piled rocks that look like a jigsaw puzzle. You are showered slowly by the rising heat that wraps around you, finally releasing that slippery sweat from within. You relax with its soothing embrace. On the back roads, there are many saunas at cottages, camps in northern Ontario. We most likely have taken a sweat in one. Like Indian yoga, Iranian rug making and the Argentinian tango saunas have the notoriety of being an international cultural icon beyond the back roads. In 2020, Finland's sauna culture was added to UNESCO's representative list of the intangible cultural heritage of humanity. Sauna statistics. There are about 3.5 million saunas in Finland, a Nordic country with a population of 5,619,881. Almost two-thirds per capita, that is to be expected. Almost 90% of Finns go to a sauna once a week. Traditionally, Saturdays were sauna days, but today Finns go to the sauna any day of the week, about 200 million times a year in total. Finland represents 0.07% of the world's population, and Finland ranks 117th in the world for population. We don't know how many saunas there are in northern Ontario with a population of about 837,000, circa 5% of the province's population, 88% of the landmass. Ontario has more than 16 million people. Canada is not considered a Nordic country, is just shy of 40,036th ranked. Artificial intelligence, AI, Gemini, suggests 143,645 or 0.4% of the Canadian population identify as Finnish. There are large, Finn communities in Thunder Bay, Sudbury, Sault Ste. Marie and Kirkland Lake. Using AI, it says there are roughly 18 million saunas in the world. The sauna and spa market is expected to grow rapidly, with an estimated revenue of $3.5 billion by 2032. Discovery of the perfect sweat. It is hard to overstate the importance of the sauna in many cultures. The ancient origins of saunas are thought to date back to around 5000 BC in northern Europe. The first saunas were likely simple pits dug into the ground, covered with animal skins, and heated with a fire. The smoke from the fire would warm the earthen opening and help sterilize the living space. In a sauna, people cleanse their bodies and minds and embrace a sense of inner peace. It is actually a state of mind rather than a ritual of cleanliness. Who would know all about this? Once again, it was a challenge to find the sauna expert, but then presto. Mikkel Aaland authored the book Perfect Sweat, which really started the more contemporary journey of exploring of saunas, transcending the warmth of the experience to delve deeper into the unique places and individuals that define the sweat bathing culture. He was located in San Francisco. What he finds is an explosive rebirth of the ancient bathing traditions, traditions which include community rituals, that are meant to revive the human spirit and change the world. This led to the television series of the same name Perfect Sweat, which illuminated the fascinating world of saunas. He teams up with hosts and retraces his steps in search of the perfect sweat. What question would I ask this guru? It had to be something different. Bill, so your life with saunas. Would your life have been as adventuresome if it wasn't for the sauna? I suspect the sauna, for you, is as the back roads are for me. Mikkel had previously said to me, "Hey Bill, I just took a look at your back roads website and I must say that my tagline is also yours. It's all an adventure." He then said, "It's hard to answer your question what life would be without sauna, sweat, because I can't imagine it." The sauna, sweat bath combines the physical, the spiritual, and the mental under one roof, and I can't think of another human activity that does that. Perhaps eating, or sports. Anyway, I've been on many adventures in my life, but the sauna, sweat is a place where everything comes together. Ever since I wrote Sweat, the book, 50 years ago, I have been sharing my passion. It's so satisfying seeing others make it a part of their everyday lives. We also share a penchant for rocks. We discussed the Kai within. Many sweat bath cultures discovered that rocks could absorb the power of fire, and thereby acquired spiritual significance. The Omaha Indians, for example, referred to the rocks as grandfather, symbol of earthly endurance, and moved them from the fire into the revered sweat lodge. When water was splashed over the rocks, the vapor produced became another medium for the transfer of heat and another object of worship. The Finns named this vapor Loili, spirit of life. The Fox, another American Indian tribe, believed that Manitou, a friendly spirit, dwelled inside the rocks and was released through the vapor to penetrate the skin of the bathers and drive out sickness. I asked about his best sauna. I'm a member of the San Francisco Dolphin Club and I'm heading to the bay now to swim in the cold bay. Afterwards, the club sauna, and that will be the best one I've taken to date. Two resources. Contact was made with the Finnish Sauna Society in Helsinki and the International Sauna Society also in the Finnish capital. The International Sauna Association, ISA, is an association of national and other sauna societies, organizations and private people. It was founded in 1958. I heard back from its president, Risto Elama, about an innovative program, Sauna Aid. Sauna Aid is a multi-country initiative, sponsored by the International Sauna Association, ISA, to provide movable sauna facilities and supportive services to people facing natural and man-made disasters. During the 2011 Fukushima tsunami and nuclear plant accident, ISA and the Japanese Sauna Society maintained a tent sauna for 5 weeks and used it for decontamination and cleaning of over 1,000 locals. Sauna Aid is now focused on the war in Ukraine. The sauna, or lasnia, banya, as it is known among Ukrainians, is an important part of everyday life and provides a means of hygiene, stress relief, socialization, psychological comfort, and social identity. It is not considered a luxury, nor is it only about cleanliness. It is a social event that brings together the young and the old, the rich and the poor, and promotes peace and a common sense of humanity. Have a look at the ISA's sauna channel. So many resources and Mikkel's work inspired it. Northern Ontario. Like around campfires, some of the best conversations and stories occur in a sauna. A 2005 book, Sweating with Finns, Sauna Stories from North America, and one of the authors, Jorma Hallinen, resides in Thunder Bay. He explained the evolution of the book. At the time, Jorma was the chair of the Thunder Bay Finnish Canadian Historical Society. Many of the contributors to this book claim sauna bathing is not simply a washing ritual but an exercise in meditation and healing. Some archaic aspects of sauna practices bear resemblance to the sweat lodge rituals of many North American natives. The book is a collection of short stories, poems, and academic articles. Some are in English, others are in Finnish, and a few are in both languages. It goes well beyond sauna building techniques and suggested bathing procedures. He said the background for the sauna book was a writing competition of people's sauna experiences in North America. Both Reja Warkentin and Karina Kyla, co-authors, were academics, Reja being an anthropologist. Reja approached the society to see if we were willing to sponsor the competition. I sought and received the society's approval. So the competition was then promoted as an undertaking by the society in the Finnish language newspapers, both in Canada and the US. It was also advertised in the Thunder Bay English Press. We decided to publish the best ones in a book with translations of the winning ones into the other language. I translated the winning Finnish one into English and Reja translated the English one into Finnish. He ended up writing the preface, the short précis on the back cover, and came up with the title. Local research. Aaron Alexiak is a University of Waterloo PhD candidate in the field of autoethnography, a qualitative research methodology that centers the self in social and cultural analysis. She explored her maternal family's history as Finnish immigrants to Northern Ontario. Her mother's grandparents immigrated to Canada from Finland just before Finnish independence, 1917, and the end of the First World War, 1918, and settled in Sudbury. Within her research, she cites approximately 20,700 Finnish immigrants arrived between 1901 to 1918, representing a third of the Finnish Canadian. Like many others, my great-grandparents settled in a pestipaikat, nesting places or Finn towns, along what would become known as the Sana Belt, in northern Ontario around Lake Superior. Today, saunas are one of the most recognizable cultural symbols of Finland, and their importance to rural Finnish Canadian communities cannot be understated. For Finns in North America, no matter how poor they were or how humble the building, it was the sauna that gave them stability and a link with the past that was almost as necessary as food or shelter. In rural areas such as Beaver Lake and Wanup, it became part of a circular farmstead landscape featuring a house, barn, haisht, ice shed, milk house, woodshed, tool, implement shed, root house, outhouse and garage. This is how I was introduced to sauna, as a social bathing practice shared among family and occasionally among friends. Through autoethnography, I realized that the ubiquity of saunas across North America, in health spas, hotels, gyms, etc., had diluted my understanding of the ancestral bond I shared with the practice. Only through purposeful awareness well into adulthood did I come to recognize an unbroken link back through my maternal lineage to Finland. Her perspective on sauna practices transformed from a very practical one, bathing, into a deeper understanding of how sauna had worked in my family as a form of cultural continuity. It is a way to connect with the land, an embodied, spiritual practice, a routine bathing practice, a doorway to cultural roots and institutions, a space for cultivating inner wholeness, and a central figure in our family history. The traditions of sauna bathing are repeated over and over again in Finnish songs, mythology and storytelling traditions. People were born in a sauna, they have thrashed out their lives in a sauna. Furthermore, they have washed their dearest for their last rites in a sauna. One of Aaron's favorite sauna stories, particularly amusing to a northern audience, may be the use of drill cores in my aunt and uncle's sauna on Lake Panash as opposed to the smooth river rocks you would usually. They pack tighter and make for an incredibly hot sauna. Bill's sauna story. My sauna story relates to a past November canoe trip. We had summited the Ishpatina Ridge, Ontario's highest peak, crossing the upper Sturgeon River, accessing it by Scarecrow Lake. But it was not without some peril, finding ourselves very cold and very wet from the onslaught of sleet, and approaching that level of mild hyperthermia late in the afternoon. It was one of those times when shelter and warmth were becoming immediate priorities. Off in the distance on the far shoreline, there was the outline of a remote cabin. Naturally, given the statistics, there was a sauna, unlocked with wood and kindling at ready. It saved our bacon, is the phrase. In far-flung locations, most hunters, fishers keep their saunas open for that very reason. We left a note of kindness in their sauna journal. Getting a feel for it. By definition, UNESCO's intangible living cultural heritage refers to practices, representations, expressions, knowledge and know-how. The aim is to raise awareness and protect the significance of important aspects of cultural heritage worldwide, like saunas. Take a look at the Finlandia Foundation National, USA, website for sauna quotes and proverbs. Two anonymous favorites. In the sauna, one must conduct oneself as one would in church, and, all people are created equal, but nowhere more so than in a sauna. And if you did not know how the sauna rocks work. The rocks serve as a diffuser to spread heat evenly while pouring small amounts of water on them. The purpose of the water is to evaporate and transfer heat into the air, creating a humid environment. As per studies from the North American Sauna Society, transitioning from the hot temperature of a sauna to a cooler water temperature increases heart rate and narrows blood vessels. The result? A rush of adrenaline and endorphin that's sure to make you feel simply amazing. A couple of tips. Add a drop of eucalyptus oil or an essential scent to a snowball and place it on the sauna stones. The snowball will melt and spread the fragrance throughout the sauna. You can also rub freshly produced snow on your body for a metered effect. So, keep this in mind for an immediate feeling, there's nothing like having a sauna at this time of the year and then doing a snow angel. There will be some loud UHHHS and ahs. Jumping in fresh snow is preferred. Older snow crystallizes and can cut soft sauna skin like a knife. Very much ouch. Later you may frolic in the snow or take a plunge in the lake or a tub. Whatever the transition you choose, it makes you feel calm and centered. You stand outside looking at the night sky and as steam billows off you think with a grin, damn, that felt better than good. And the neat thing is that you can go do it all over again. Remember, it is the Finnish pronunciation, sauna, not sauna, on the back roads.